Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm excited to have a conversation with my monthly co-host, Sophie Michelle. Welcome, Sophie.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Doing great. Excited to talk about the power of rest. Oh, yes, this has just changed my life so much, and it's really funny because as a yoga instructor, you know, we were always talking about the nervous system and the power of relaxation, and that the relaxation response helps people, you know, avoid disease and have better digestion and all the things. And I knew that, and then I didn't know it. You know, it's like this intellectual knowledge thing that can hit you at a really different, deeper level. So yeah. I'm so happy that you suggested this topic today. And before we dive into the show, I would just love to invite everybody to submit your questions. You know, if you have questions for the show, you can reach out to us. You can go to IOM.FM. You're likely already there. And you can call us up and talk to us on the show. The other thing you can do after the show, you know, I know a lot of you listen on YouTube, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, all the different places. And so, you can email head to meetkathywilliams.com and submit your questions. And if there are specific questions for Sophie, I will forward them on to her. And otherwise, meetkathywilliams.com. I'll either include your questions or suggestions in a future show or get back to you about whatever it was. So, the power of rest.
Yes. Not to confuse with taking a break. Taking a break and the power of rest and resting are two different things. So.
Yeah. And I can't wait for you to clarify that for everybody.
So
let's dive right in.
Okay. First of all, I want to give a little bit of context. I'm very much an action person. I love taking actions. I have to-do lists every day, and I know what I'm going to be achieving, accomplishing in the day. And then I welcomed into my home a friend who needed a place to stay for a few weeks, and he slept so much. And I was like, why does he sleep so much in the middle of the day? But he still got a lot done, and he was really taking care of, like, resting and not being tired. So I looked at that a lot, and he told me about what he called Sabbath. Now, you don't have to be religious to know that Sabbath is the day of rest. So God created everything in 7 days or in 6 days, and then the seventh day he took a break, or he actually rested. He stopped creating. And, you know, he asked us then to do the same thing, basically, to take the seventh day and rest. And don't actually always do it every 6 days and then take a seventh day, but I try to do it once a week as much as possible, where for me, resting means not doing anything that I'm not choosing to do. So let's say, you know, I have a project due on Monday, or I have something happening with my business. I'm not going to do it unless I actually feel really, really happy and joyful about doing it. So that's number one. But when you take a break, you still think about where you're taking a break from. You are taking a break from something. Resting is simply resting. Whether it doesn't matter what you did before, what you're going to do after, you're completely letting go of who you say you are, of what you're doing. You are completely out of it. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to accomplish. It is simply saying, I am resting. That's it. And it can take many different forms. It doesn't have to be sleep. Sleep is one of them. But it can be a walk in nature. It can be, I don't know, meditation, yoga for some, walk at the beach, whatever. But you're not accomplishing anything. And I think that's the important distinction. Nothing to do.
And for me, right? For a long time, that was really challenging.
Yeah. Especially when you're a mom, right? When you're a mom, it's like, I'm always on. I always have
a vacation. Is not a vacation.
No, vacation is not a vacation. You need a vacation from your vacation. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think vacation has different definitions for people. But when you're a mom, just the idea of you're staying aware of what of your kids' health and all that. And when I'm taking a day of rest and I have my kids at the house, I will feed them, right? Like, I will not feed my kids because I'm resting. I will make sure that the kids are fed, that they're safe and all of that. Excuse me. But I do it with the minimum requirement, like something that's already made or easy to grasp, or it doesn't have to be a big deal. No fancy thing, right? And a lot of times, actually, the kids end up taking care of themselves. Now they're big enough that they're actually doing that. Now, here's what happened. So I would be very interested in knowing for you, like in yoga, what happens physically when you're resting. That is fascinating to me. But I know when I was working out, when I was learning to lift weights, I was doing this program where you had to have 72 hours of break between the sets. So, like, you could not do an intense workout session unless you had 72 hours of rest. And that was so that your muscles could grow. That's how much time the muscle needed to recover from, basically, you're breaking the muscle when you're doing a good workout. You're like pushing the muscle above and beyond what it can do at the state it's in, and so it needs to recover from that in order to grow and then be more useful the next time you are working out. So I was really considering that. I'm like, that is really cool. Unless if I want to grow, I have to rest. I cannot continue doing what I'm doing and expect some kind of growth. So if you're in a business, if you're doing a business, you have to rest in your business to allow your business to grow. If you're in a relationship, you have to rest in your relationship in order for the relationship to get better, et cetera, et cetera. Isn't this cool? I love this.
It's amazing. And I love that analogy of a workout. Because it's really true. In fact, when I was in a professional ballet company, I worked briefly with a kinesiologist in Southern California. And he said, Kathy, you cannot push it every day. If you give yourself, like, I'm going to really chill out on Wednesdays. I mean, obviously, I had to show up, you know, but like, and not miss work, but if you work and push yourself for 2 days And then just kind of chill out on Wednesdays. And then again, you can do, you know, your best on Thursday, Friday. You're going to get so much farther along than if you give your all every single day.
Yeah.
So I did. I used Wednesday as just like, okay, whatever. And the way I was able to function just was propelled forward, and my body felt better because I was not giving 100% every day and working to the max. And then when I left the ballet, like, a different kind of mindset took over. I kind of only used that in relation to, physical workout, and not quite the same with, well, there's also mental work. There's also, not only the intellect in working, but also creative work, even motherhood, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I know you asked about the yoga in relation to rest, and I will get there. But I was thinking, as you talked about the idea of I'll feed my kids, but it's usually something prepared in advance and stuff like that. Sometimes taking a rest actually requires advanced setup. Right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna rest, so therefore I require a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm gonna rest, which means I'm gonna make enough food for, that day today. Mm-hmm. So that 2 days from now or tomorrow I can do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or, hey everybody, my phone's gonna be off for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or like a responder on your email that says, I only respond to emails from this hour to this hour on this day and this day. Like, that's also a really great way.
Yeah. I have a friend, his name is Steve Robbins. And I think he has this name on the internet, Get It Done Guy.
What
and
is
if
it?
You know Steve, he's called Get It Done Guy. Get It Done Guy. Okay, so he has all this stuff about productivity. Yeah, and I love him. He's there's only one Stever. And one of his things is I only check email once a day.
Yeah.
And on the bottom of every email it says that, right? Where I only check email once a day, which gives you time to do what's important to you, because you're not at everyone else's beck and call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because when we check all these things over and over, it has other people and their agendas pulling at us.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than like, okay, well, what's really important to me?
Mm-hmm.
And, Robin Sharma, I know if you've listened to the show, I mention him quite a bit because he's really a coach to a lot of CEOs like Nike and things like that. But he's also really grounded and relaxed and has strategies for that and for allowing that to maximize productivity.
Yeah.
And he talks about the fact that when you are able to disconnect from technology for a period of time, it relaxes the brain. And he doesn't talk so much about like beta brain waves or alpha theta state, although sometimes. But when we disconnect, it takes us from our normal analytical functions into a deeper resting brainwave state, which propels creativity forward, which allows us to deepen our insight and connect to our intuition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did I ever tell you that I question why do I have so many good ideas in the shower? And I actually studied the whole thing, and I was like, what is it that I do in the shower that I don't do outside of the shower that allows me to have such great ideas?
I love that. And,
yeah, and one of them is I'm super relaxed in the shower, like the warm water on my body. I'm so relaxed, right? And then the other thing is I actually don't spend much time either judging myself or judging others when I'm in the shower. I noticed that, right? And it's a very, like, it's a simple thing of just being with your body, taking care of your body in the shower. And so sometimes, like, I have to take more than one shower because I have so many great ideas that I forget to take to shampoo my hair. I get out and I get shampoo my hair and then I have to go back in. So it's like, I find the shower to be such a creative place for me because I am so relaxed in the shower. That I really acknowledge that relaxation helps a lot, a lot.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate. I can relate to that. Yeah. Yeah, it's the space that we're not filling with inputs either, right? It sounds like you're not listening to an audiobook while you're in the shower.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And also, okay, so this is so cool. When you rest, so imagine like when you're awake, when you're active and proactive, there's a part of you that's a little solid. It's kind of, because it's on, so it's always like active. It's always working. And then when you're resting, that part of you is completely relaxed, so it's soft. It's very soft, right? And then when it's soft, it expands because when it's like a muscle. When it contracts, it gets smaller. And then when it relaxes, it expands. So when you rest, you actually expand part of yourself and you can now receive more. You receive more healing. You receive more ideas. You receive more information, intuition, connectivity, all of that, you can receive it more because you have expanded that part of you that gets really tense. And there's nothing, I love it. It's like reboosting my inner batteries when I'm resting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's so true for your nervous system. I mean, reboosting your inner batteries is kind of what it does. Because we have a part of our nervous system that's called the autonomic nervous system. And that is essentially the part of your nervous system you don't control, right? Like it does things automatically. So it goes to either sympathetic functions or parasympathetic functions. So we can talk about this when we come back in relation to health and well-being and focus. So thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. We will be right back in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
We have all read about or heard about becoming more spiritual, about working with our energy, the awakening, the shift, about being our authentic selves, living our purpose, reaching our true potential. The challenge doesn't lie in the knowledge, it lies in the execution. The struggle becomes connecting to that limitless self-healing part that each one of us has and gaining control of who we truly are. Hi, I'm Dr. Reverend Aisha Hogan, and you are invited to join me on a master's practice on Om Times, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard and 11 a.m. Pacific Standard.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. It's Kathy and Sophie today, both of us, and we are having a conversation about rest, the power of rest. And so we've been talking about how rest is different from taking a break, and we started to talk a little bit about the nervous system and the impact that that rest can have. So we have these two parts of the autonomic nervous system called the sympathetic and the parasympathetic response. And they are like if a tiger escapes from the zoo and you come across it, like your body is going to activate to run, right? Or fight it, or freeze to hide. Okay, so essentially, you've probably heard of this, fight, flight, or freeze. That's the response of the sympathetic nervous system. It activates you, okay? So it also activates you maybe when you're in traffic and you're running late. When you're gonna go on stage. Like all these different scenarios where you get a little bit of adrenaline going, you're activated. All right, well, the opposite of that is the parasympathetic response. The parasympathetic response is considered like rest and digest. When you come across a tiger, your body's priority is not to digest your lunch. It's going to divert all the blood from that plate, from all those organs to your legs and your arms so you can run or you can hit something. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here's the problem. We have, I forget the number. Oh, some ridiculous number of instances of stress. You know, that's like, I'm just going to put this number out there, like 30 times more instances that activate our sympathetic nervous system than our grandparents had.
Oh, my God.
Right? Like,
yeah. For sure.
Like 30 times a week more than they had. Because they probably had their routine. They didn't see the news, you know, the stock market and all the craziness every single day. Right? Like, so we're bombarded by all these things that can activate our sympathetic nervous system, which is why learning techniques, learning things that calm that stress response is so valuable. Because what ends up happening is if you have too much of that sympathetic response, well, blood is being diverted from your digestion, from your reproductive organs, from all of these things that are really useful to you, to your limbs, also makes the heart race pump faster, also makes the lungs work faster, right? And they're not in their chilled out space.
Yeah.
Right? None of those organs are chilled. Chilled out. So this leads to all sorts of chronic disease. Digestive mm-hmm. problems, reproductive problems, you know, heart problems, all of that. So learning to breathe slowly, which I think is something that you mentioned in our last show we had together,
yeah.
Sophie. Yeah, like breathing slowly is one of the few sympathetic responses that you, the breath, is one that you can control. You can't say, hey, blood, come back to the digestive organs. We don't need you out there anymore, right? Like, you can't do that. But you can deliberately slow your breathing down.
Interesting. Very interesting. So in Europe, lunches are a lot longer than in America, right? Like, you and I, we know when we travel to Europe, it takes like 2 hours to finish a meal versus
I'm like,
in America.
Can you people?
Like, I know. Like, in America, 30 minutes, you're done, right? And also in Spain, they have the siesta after their meal, right? And now that you're saying this, I'm like, that's why. Because they're digesting. It makes so much sense. And,
yeah.
You know, I eat pretty good, but sometimes I'll go at Whole Foods and I'll have some of their salad bar, and they put a lot more whole foods in their food than maybe I'm used to. So I have noticed the other day after I ate at Whole Foods, I was like so ready for a nap. I'm like, I have to sleep now. I cannot do anything until I sleep because my digestive system was breaking down all the stuff that I'm not used to break down. It was so amazing. So, yeah, I'm so grateful you mentioned this because I used to have a lot of judgment on people who would nap after their meal, but now it makes so much sense.
Well, yeah, and anyone ever in a workshop or go back to work after the lunch and your brain is just kind of groggy and like, it's that post. Yeah, digestive thing. Yeah. There's actually a book someone loaned to me some years ago called The Slow Food Diet, where it's just like
slow food diet.
Slow down. Yeah. So anyway, that is one of the reasons people are able to relax so deeply after a yoga class. You've been consciously breathing for an hour or so. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, not every class, emphasizes that, but a great many of them do, where it's like you're focusing, you're also letting endorphins into your bloodstream from the exercise component. But a large part of it is also the breathing. In fact, in India, they consider the breathing like medicinal, right? There are breathing techniques to cool off the body, to heat up the body, to energize you, to relax you, to stimulate the vagus nerve, which is associated with hearing and digestion and like all sorts of stuff, right? Balance the two hemispheres of the brain and bring more focus, breathing techniques to go to sleep. Like, it's really incredible. And the fact that we don't emphasize that so much in American yoga is fascinating to me. Because I'll go to a class and they're like, oh, we'll do this breathing technique. And you do it for like, 2 minutes and then you're done. Whereas the power is in doing it for like 5 or 10 minutes. But so that has such a calming effect, just bringing the blood back not only to your digestive organs, but also away from the limbic brain, which is kind of our reptilian brain, right? That's why it's called limbic. to the frontal lobe, where you can actually like think clearly. And yeah, you're doing this too. So I told a story last summer, what year was it? 2018, about seeing this guy hit by a car. Circumstances just aligned. So I watched this guy like literally fly up in the air after he was hit and land on the sidewalk. And he was clearly traumatized. So I went over and I was doing some energetic stuff, but I also put my hand across his forehead, just the palm of my hand over one of his eyebrows and then the fingers over the other eyebrow, so straight across his forehead, which is another amazing technique for bringing the blood back from your limbic brain, your stressed out, freak out state, into the frontal lobe. And really powerful for trauma, and really powerful actually if you have a trauma even that happened like years ago that still stresses you when you think about it. If you just put it your hand across there and then think about that trauma for like 4 or 5 minutes, usually the whole thing kind of dissolves and the emotional charge leaves. So just a handy little thing to stick
in
your pocket.
Yeah. I've actually used it recently. I was like,
Good.
Okay. So I have a friend who is very, very successful in his business. His name is Tom Bilyeu. Some of you may know him. And he actually is well known for, he goes to sleep at 9 p.m. and he does not set an alarm. And he lets his body wake up naturally. And I think in average, he wakes up around 5 a.m. And he does that because he knows the power of rest for his brain. And for him, like a lot of what he does is about peak performance and how to make sure that he is working at maximum capacity for his brain, which actually I think is really interesting. Kathy, you're gone. I can't see you. So it really impressed me when I heard him talk about this, because this is somebody who will tell you to work hard, work hard, work hard, be the last one in your office, you know, do a stress at the gym and all that. I'm exhausted just listening to him. And then he talks about his sleeping pattern. And I'm like, oh, he actually does rest. He does very intense days of work, and he pushes himself in every area, and then boom, he like completely, which is really hard. Like we've known each other for a long time, but I have not seen him in years because his schedule is so packed because of that priority, right? So it's fascinating to me how the people that are doing really well today in the world, they already apply this. And if you think that those people, you know, they sleep 4, 5, 6 hours a day. No, I'm telling you, you may want to go check that out because they actually sleep a lot more than you think. it's very interesting.
That's really fascinating. And it's cool that you know that because the image he projects is not that.
Not that at all. Yeah.
That made me think of something I read long ago that Winston Churchill said, and he talked about the fact that when you're working, why work standing if you could work sitting? And why work sitting if you could work lying down? So apparently he did hours
Churchill.
Of work from bed.
Okay, that makes me happy because lately I've been doing a lot more work from my, because I do a lot of handwriting now. And I do a lot more work from my bed than I do from my desk. So that makes me happy to hear that Churchill also thinks that. That's awesome.
You're following his lead.
I know. Okay, so this is the other thing. I don't work out. Okay, I'm just going to say this. I don't work out, and I tried so hard to work out. I think for the last year and a half, I must have like 3 different gym memberships, trainers, all of it. I had a friend show me some techniques, whatever. And I just can't get myself to stick to it. Now, this has nothing to do with how much I love myself or care for myself. I love myself plenty, plenty, plenty. But it has everything to do with the fact that it's boring to me. Like, there's just no joy in that activity. Now, I'm sure that I know that there are some people for whom they love it. It's amazing. It's awesome. And maybe if I stuck with it more than 4 months, 5 months, it would be awesome. But in this 10 seconds right now, it's nothing. Nothing. So I was going to try again. I have a new friend who's a personal trainer. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to ask her to train me. And then my friend said to me, why? Why are you doing that? She's European. And she said, why are you doing that? You don't like it. Stop trying to do something you don't like. What if you just went and did something that you like? And some of the things I love are, I love dancing. I love, love dancing. And did you, I don't know, I'm going to try this out. But there's something called tap fit. And I used to do tap dancing when I was younger. So it's tapping for workout, right? And I'm like, I could totally see myself tapping 20 minutes a day for fun and workout. Like,
I've never heard of that.
Perfect for me. Yeah, so and just discovered that, right? So I'm like, yes, I'm sure that lifting weight is great. And sometimes I love, like, lifting something heavy. I feel strong. I feel powerful. But it's not, it doesn't work because I'm like, I'm more busy being stressed about the things that I'm doing when I'm in the machine than actually enjoying the machine, right? So yeah. I'm, that being said, I think sometimes rest comes from the joy of doing something too. So if you find joy in an activity, it will be so much easier to give fully into it. So what I meant was not that rest comes from joy, but rest creates joy. So if you are giving yourself full permission to relax completely and rest completely, then you can find the joy of doing something. Versus if you stress about it, I have to do this, it's important that I do this. Good luck finding the joy in doing something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I think that's something I would like to address even more after the break, because rest has brought so much ease, so much creativity, so much trust, so much connection to my life. And it's something I avoided because I was in a system, or not, maybe not that, but getting the message, create, 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 create. So I took that to be always be on and doing things, which it does not have to be either. All right, so we'll discuss that when we come.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. This is Kathy Williams here with my monthly co-host, Sophie Michalko. Sophie Michelle, both. Depending on the day.
Yeah. So and I wanted to go back to... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Our conversation today is on... relaxation, you know, letting go, and we have a direction to go. So before we do, Sophie, just let everybody know where people can find you, please.
Yes, so you go to my website, sophiemihalko.com, sophiemihalko.com, and I have a special gift right now on my website, which is the secret to having more time.
Oh, cool. Guys, that sounds like an awesome secret to know. Cool.
Yes.
And you can always find me and the show and upcoming classes and things over at meetkathywilliams.com, which is also where you can find a free Create Your Life exercise. And, the other thing I just wanted to mention really quick is I have some small groups starting together on a 5-month journey to look at the places and spaces in your life that aren't functioning at the levels you would like to function at and give them some attention and take some action steps and change energies to upgrade those areas. And if that sounds like something you'd like to do with 4 other people, they're just small groups, so everybody gets some focused time, check that out at meetkathywilliams.com/alchemy. And I've been leading one of these groups for a while, and it is everyone's favorite part of the week. I mean, we all say that. The energy that's generated and the direction and the change is just so magical. All right.
Nice.
So meetkathywilliams.com. All right. So you have a direction you're going to take us.
Yes. So we tease people with the description of the show saying that that resting was the most productive thing you could do. And of course, when you rest, your mind is clearer. So you have, it's easier to make, you know, to focus on things and things like that. We briefly mentioned, and we can talk again about how it brings more joy, right? So you relax, you are more yourself, then you'll have more joy. And with more joy, most likely, you're going to get to do things faster because you'll be more focused and more excited about doing things. And what I find is, when you rest, because you take the time to rest, so you've made that a priority, the things that are not a priority, they fall aside. So basically, you suddenly have to make a choice. Because you are resting, because you're taking care of what's important for you, the things that are not that important, that keep you busy, but really don't create what you want to create, they are much more obvious. They're much more clear. And you just get to say, no, not going to do that anymore. Social media for some of us, you know, TV, or maybe it's like lately I've had a lot of people who wanted to spend one-on-one time with me. But I actually have a lot of social activities on my calendar where they can come and join. So I say, instead of having lunch with you, why don't you come to this thing, which is the topic that you're interested in. So then I can see them during that time and I don't have to spend one-on-one, and I still maintain the relationship with them. So it makes things a lot easier and clearer. You may not make everybody happy, and that's okay. You don't have to make everybody happy, as long as you create the life that you want to create.
Thank you. Yeah, I found that to be really true. And it just occurred to me that, you know, for you, the shower brings this spaciousness. As a listener, maybe interesting to write a list of the places and spaces that do that for you. Because for me, a walk in the woods or sitting at the beach, meditation can do that. I tend to have a lot of great ideas and creativity flow in when I'm drawing. And I have these pictures. My kids are like, why do you keep drawing those pictures? I have pictures. I kind of draw the same pictures again and again. But to me, it's very meditative. And I just color them different colors and stuff like that. And it takes me into flow, a state of flow. So, just writing a list. And then, okay, if you, like me, are in create, I must create mode, right? And you would like to sort of detach yourself from that or unhook yourself, like look at your list and find one of those things that you might be able to implement each day. So it doesn't have to be the same thing each day, but something where like, oh yeah, I could draw right now, or I could hit the beach later, or a park or something like that. And it's not that you need that place or that activity to take you into a relaxed state, but it certainly might be useful, and at least for a while, to do that. So. Anything to add to that, Sophie?
Yes, I do. So this is where I like to take things a little further. I would encourage you to start looking at what can you trust. So for me, it's God. Like, I trust God, but then for other people, it may be divine source, higher consciousness, however you call it, to take care of things so you don't have to take care of them. So, for instance, I was working in, I mean, this is really practical. Like, let's let the magic actually happen. Because if you're always on do-do-do-do mode, I say do-do, if you're on do-do mode, then no magic can actually enter in. No supreme power can enter in and take care of things for you. But I remember sometimes I'll have like these big spreadsheets that I need to organize. And then I'm like, there's no way that I can do this in the amount of time I have. And I go take a nap and then I come back to the spreadsheet and it's organized. And it's like the things that I think I have to do myself, they get taken care of. Or, you know, I have clients that cancel and suddenly I have more time in the day for me. Or my kids are going to somebody's house for a sleepover, so I don't have to take care of them then. Like, whatever it is, if you rest, things get taken care of for you.
Thank you, Sophie. And this is something I wanted to kind of address as well. And you do not need to be Christian to really get this and see the evidence of it in your life. You could have any, you don't have to believe anything, but start to look at the evidence of where you let go of having, you know, to control something or make something happen or come into an outcome, and where it just sort of evolved into something beautiful. You know, more and more with my willingness to trust life, this is taking place where it's like, oh yeah, everything's going to turn out fine. And that's not coming from a conclusion. That's coming from a sense of knowing, right? It's a sense that, yeah, my small mind does not have all the answers, right? And so if I flow with life and I come from a relaxed space, like I can access this deep well of wisdom that ends me up in the right place at the right time. Right?
Yeah.
That hooks me with the exact person I need to be talking to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they'll tell you, like, I was on the phone with one lady the other day, and she was like, Kathy, I never tell this to anybody, but I'm telling you all these things, but not sure why. And I'm like, well, I kind of know why. You know, it's arranged in this beautiful dance that you don't have to control. You just get to go get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings a deep relaxation. Oh, you know what? I was thinking this morning of it's like a plane. Mostly now planes know how to fly themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like you set in where you want it to take you and it will take you there. Right? So it's like you're in this plane and the old way of functioning was I have to drive the plane. I have to look out for turbulence. I have to take care of all the 90 people on this plane. I have to, which kind of brings the level of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, the plane knows where it's going. Yeah, I'm on board, I'm watching, I'm here, I can take care of what it's my responsibility to take care of. But I'm on the plane and the plane is pretty well taken care of already.
Yep.
I'm not that person, right? I'm not the person who needs to take care of the 90 people.
Yeah.
And needs to be vigilant about, you know, how high we are and how low we are and all the turbulence and the clouds and all the things, right? It's just like, yeah I'm enjoying this plane. And there's such a freedom in that. It's like, oh my, why didn't someone tell me? I'm sure someone did, but.
Yeah.
It's like you get out of the way of the, and the more relaxed we are, the more we can tap into whatever wisdom is required in the moment.
Oh, yeah. Really well said. Good job.
Oh, thank you. I had that idea while I was driving. Oh, it's like a plane that flies itself.
That's awesome. Yeah. Totally. Totally. I hope that we get people to try resting more often and let us know how it's going for them. I'd love to know. So
I would too.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing, you know, that maybe some people have heard that's really cool is Abraham's placemat exercise, where you pretty much take a piece of paper and then down the middle you write, this part's my job. This part's the universe's job, like draw a line. This part's the universe's job, God's job, whatever it is. And so your job is like, yes, my job is to buy food so my children have lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my job is to make this phone call. But my job is not to orchestrate everything. That is the universe's job.
Yep, exactly.
And so if you have, like I used to have, like this ginormous, scary to-do list, hand some of it over and see what happens.
Place your order.
Place your order. And if it doesn't show up in 2 minutes, you know, trust that it's coming, because when you order, unless you order maybe at McDonald's, right? It takes a little bit. It doesn't. Yeah, they don't just hand it to you.
I tried something new now. I'm like, I know you can do this, God. Give it to me now. I know you can. I need it now, please, because I know you can do it. Last
and
night,
that magic
totally
is
worked.
Possible, too.
Yeah. Just keep asking, like, send it. But I want this, Mom. I want this, Mom. I want this, Mom.
Yeah.
They keep asking. We can keep asking as long as we want. There's no,
limit. And I guess, you know, the idea of don't expect it immediately is don't get discouraged if it's not there immediately. Right? Like, stay with it.
I would say go ahead and expect it. But like you just said, don't get upset or mad if it's not there, but do expect that it will come. It will come.
Exactly. Thank you so much for being here with me today, Sophie. And everybody else.
Thank you, Kathy. Always fun to chat with you.
I look forward to seeing you soon. And thanks for listening, everyone. If you can't wait a whole week till Thursday when we're on IOM.FM, you can listen on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all the places. Okay. Have a wonderful week and get some rest.